of Achas. He only receives one Malkus. Like Achas, Rashi says, Tlehoitzil midei tevel v'kriya shem zeh. He owes by just calling it these names, you do not take off the Issa tevel. It still has tevel on it. Ukocho meister rishon atovel v'trumas meister. Because you're reading now meister rishon that still has trumas meister inside it. And you're over the lav of meister, of trumas meister. In other words, you only took off so far meister rishon. You did not take off trumas meister. But since you did not remove the trumas meister, you're over lav reading the tevel. That's of a crazy tip. Because otherwise, it's meister sheni, is more to treat it. The zar shochel, the zar reads this, like a shtayim, then he receives two markers in. One because he's eating it outside Yerushalayim. Now, shilu betchiloch leina like your alachas. You read at the beginning, he would only be chayv one, now he's chayv two. Alright, we'll stop here.
Right.
What was that?
Because he grouped everything together.
Dav Chof. You. You hold Dav Chof from Ralef. Again, last Gemara was that Reb Yossi, Om Reb Yechanan said that Maisa Sheini Yoni Chayiv, if it first came into Yerushalayim, and then you take it outside. But if it never came into Yerushalayim, then you're not Chayiv. So this Gemara is the question. It says Reb Yossi himself said, when Rabbi Yossi says that a kohen last gemara was kohen shalsa biyada teino shel tevel, and he started to take off truma, because he did not take off truma smaisa. So it says the locher is on top of the gechofam ralef. It says loika achas, that the kohen, if he eats it, receives one malchus, because it's tevel for one thing, it's still truma smaisa. But vizar shochlo, if a zar would eat this right now, loika shtayim, he gets two times. Because there's truma here also. There's truma, and there's tevel of trumas meiser. So he gets two malchus in. But shilo betchilo, if he would have it at the beginning, the zar, shilo betchilo achlo, ain't a loike lachas. If the zar would have eaten this before he took off truma at all, it would only be one lav. It's tevel. But now that the kohen took off the truma, so if he eats it now, there's truma involved, and there's also the tevel of trumas meiser. So that's the reason why the Zohar receives two Malkusim. So the Diyak is time of Yisib Yerushalayim. It says because the Maaseh Sheni here is inside Yerushalayim. So Bigvulin, Mashmud of the Maaseh Sheni did not reach Yerushalayim yet. It will be outside Yerushalayim. Then like Yisholosh, Mashmud then there would be three times Malkus. And the Kasher is the Yafagav, the Lav, Roya, Pnei Chema, even though it did not come into Yerushalayim yet. So Mashmir, if you eat Maaseh Sheni outside Yerushalayim, you're over Lav, even before it came in. Samar says, no, I'll tell you here, the Eile V'Yafke, there's no proof. Here maybe we're talking about where the Maaseh Sheni first came into Yerushalayim, and then they take it out, so that's why there's a Lav. For the Gemara Yochi, if so, Maile Meimah, what are you telling me then? Like, what's the Chiddush? You're telling me here he ate the Maaseh Sheni inside Yerushalayim. So what's the deal? That if he would have taken it again outside, he gets Malkus, L'chub Shita. For that, I don't need a Braisa. So Mor says, Hocha v'mayaskin, you know what we're talking about over here, Kegoyin, the Alino v'tivlayu. The Chiddush is that the Kohen brought these Peris into Yerushalayim when it was Tevel, before he took off Trumas and Maaseh. And then he took them outside Yerushalayim. So that's the Chiddush. Ukisova this time holds Matonos Shaloi Hurmu Kemish Hurmadamyan. Even though when you brought these fruits into Yerushalayim, it was Tevel. It did not have a shame Maaseh Sheni yet. And then you removed them, you took them out of Yerushalayim when they're still Tevel. So the Chiddush is Truma Shaloi Hurmu. Even though you did not take off the Trumas yet, it has a loch as if the Truma was taken off. It has a loch as if it was called already Maaseh Sheni in Yerushalayim. And therefore, if you eat these pears now outside Yerushalayim, after you take off Maaseh Sheni, you receive Malkus. That's the Chiddush. That's called Matonois. That means the Trumas of Maaseh, Shaloi Humu. Even before you take them off from these pears, Kemishum Yadamyan is considered right now, as soon as you bring these pears into Yerushalayim, as if the Trumas of Maaseh are taken off. So that's the Chiddush. It's true. maybe you only receive malchus if yit ma'aseh sheni, if it first came into Yerushalayim, and then you eat it outside. But the chiddush here is, even though it only came in when it was tevel, before you took off the trumas and ma'aseh. The sefer Reb Yosi, does Reb Yosi really hold, matanish lehum or kimi shumer dami, is this true? Reb Yosi is the one that said this halacha. So you want to tell me that's what Reb Yosi holds? That matanish lehum is kimi shumer dami? I have a tiny word like this. Rabbi Shimon ben Yehuda Eimer, Mishum Rabbi Yosi, says over the name of Rabbi Yosi, like this, that Nonech Leku Beishami Beishilo, says no machlekes, Al Peiris Shiloi Nigmu Malachton. If it's not a third grown yet, it's not called Nigmu Malachton, it didn't finish growing yet, V'yavru B'Yushalayim. And you brought these Peiris into Yushalayim, Sheyiftu, that you could be pointed to them. Sheyiftu Ma'as Sheyne Shalhem, V'yarecho B'chol Mokom, that you could be pointed to them any place, right? And eat them, right? Since it's not Nigmu Malachton, there's no problem. 1 second. Rashi says, "Kimforish bezroyim, meimasai gemar malachton lemaisa bechita nishayimrach." By wheat, when you bring them in and you pile it down, you smooth down the pile. Bidiluim by pumpkins, mishayifsekum. So that's the type of bringing it in. When you finish the action of taking care of these fruits, you brought them into your house. That's called nigmar malachton. So it says here that before that time, everybody agrees, Sheyiftu Ma'aseh Sheni, Rashi says, Adayin Yesh Kol Pediyah, Techivon L'Nigmu Malachton, L'Yamrinan Kimi Shum Yedamin. In other words, you brought these Peiris in before you took off the Trumas and Ma'aseh, and then you take it outside Yerushalayim. So even though you brought it into Yerushalayim, but since it's L'Nigmu Malachton, for sure it's not considered Kimi Shum Yedamin. Therefore, it's not called Roya Pnei Achayma, and if you take it out, you could be poisoned.
Why did you have to bring down
about a third
that was only grown a third?
Because we'll soon see why. Otherwise, it's called Nigmar Malachton. Otherwise, it's called Roya Pnei Abayis. So it came into Yerushalayim, there's no more pigeon. We'll soon see. So that's no machlokes. V'yaman nechuku, where do they argue? Al Peirush Nigmar Malachton, that these fruits, that the owner first took care of them, and it came to the Gemara, the end of the working with it. That means you made the pile, that you finished bringing them in. V'yavru b'Yerushalayim, and you took these Peiris now, these wheat, and you brought it into Yerushalayim, before you took off Trumas and Maaseh, and now you take them outside Yerushalayim. The question is, could you be paid for it or not? Shebeisham ha'yomrim, yatsa ma'aseh sheni shalhem, v'yavru b'Yerushalayim. B'Sham says, no, you have to bring it to Yerushalayim. Because B'Sham holds, Maton Shloi Humu is Kemishum Yadamin, that since these fruits were in Yerushalayim, even though it was there before you took off the Maiser, it's considered like the Maiser Sheni was in Yerushalayim, so you Badaska have to eat it in Yerushalayim and not outside. But Beis Hillel says, and we pass like Beis Hillel, no, Yifter V'Yoichol B'Chol Mokom, that still, if it's outside Yerushalayim now, and you take off the Trumas and Maisers, you're allowed to be paid to this Ma'aseh Sheni. Now the question is why? These Peiris were in Yerushalayim after the Gemara Malacha. So if you're going to tell me and think that Matonis, these Peiris, Shulei Hurmu, even before you removed the Trumas and the Ma'aseh Sheni, Kimi Shum Yadamin, it has a Locha over here, that if these Peiris were in Yerushalayim, it's considered like Ma'aseh Sheni was in Yerushalayim. If so, now when you take these Peiris outside and you make Ma'aseh Sheni, how could you be paid to it? If these were Peiris, Ma'aseh Sheni, that came into Yerushalayim, the halacha is, calls the man, it's tahor, it has no pigeon. You have to eat it inside Yerushalayim. And this is Beis Hillel, and Rabbi Yosi is saying this. So for sure, Rabbi Yosi holds like Beis Hillel, not like Beis Shammai. So the question is, ha'katun nechitzas, that once you brought these Peiris inside the mechitzas, the walls of Yerushalayim, is kolit. It preserves it that now you cannot eat it outside Yerushalayim. It's called like Ma'aseh Sheni was inside Yerushalayim. So how could Beis Hillel say you could be paid to it? So my rabbi answers like this: no, mechitza lechol diyaraisa. That is a loch of Ma'aseh Sheni. You have to eat it inside Yerushalayim. That's diyaraisa. True, but mechitza likloit. That is a loch that once the Peiris came into Yerushalayim. And now it left Yerushalayim, you cannot be paid to it. That's only the Rabbanin. That's not a deraisa de kalocha. Me deraisa, if the Peiris are outside Yerushalayim, you're allowed to be paid to them. It's only me the Rabbanin that once they came inside Yerushalayim, you can never be paid to them anymore. So I tell you, v'chi goz a Rabbanin. When did the Rabbanin make this gezerah? That when the Peiris came into Yerushalayim, that's it. There's no more pidgin. That's only ki'isa b'yenei. That's only when the Peiris came in for Maisa Sheni. If you brought in real Maisa Sheni, then it's kolot. But the Tivlei, if you only brought the Peiris in before you took off the Maisras, when it was still the Tevel, legot Rabbanin, then the Rabbanin did not make this gezerah. So true, Matonish Loi Hurmu is Kemish Hurmu Domi Midi Yeraisa. That Lemaisa, his halacha before, that Maisa Sheni came into Yerushalayim, and then you take it out and eat it outside, that you get malchus. That's a deraisa de kalacha. So if we deraisa, we say matonish lohumu is to mishum yadamin. That's the chiddush over here. You would receive malchus, even these parents, outside Yerushalayim. But for the loch of pidyon, that we say once my tisheni came into Yerushalayim, even if you take it outside, you cannot be paid with it. That's only midrabbanan. So the Rabbanan only said that if the Peiris were real Maisa Sheni inside Yerushalayim. But over here that these Peiris were not real Maisa Sheni. It was only Tevel, just that you could take off the Maisa Sheni, is like Gozer Rabbanan. Therefore there's no stira in Rabasi, in Rabbi Yossi. Rabbi Yossi holds Matanish Lehumu, is Kemishur Medamin, but that's only for the right to take Alokha and not for the Rabbanan. Right. Ravina says like this, to going to knock at lay bakanya. Ravina says maybe no. Here we're talking about that the person was inside Yerushalayim and the payers were outside in a string. He was holding on to them. They were on the floor, but he was holding on to with a string. That's the chiddush over here. That even so, it's only mutatidu inside Yerushalayim and not outside. V'tiv shoyt the boy the rapapa. And then you could answer the boy Rapapa had. Before Rapapa had a teku, what's going to be the locha if the owner came into Yerushalayim, but his payers are outside Yerushalayim, but he has a string attached? If that sort of like it entered already Yerushalayim, that if you eat it outside now, you'll get malchus. Or maybe no, it's not considered like it came in. So maybe that's the chiddush of his price, only because he's eating it in Yerushalayim. But if he would eat them outside Yerushalayim, he would receive malchus. Even though the Peiris never really came in, but that's the Chiddush. Since the owner was holding on to the string, it's considered like it came in. That's considered Roya Pnei Abchayma, and therefore you will get Malchus. That's the Chiddush. But it could be Yelz Matonash Lahormu, is Kamishur Medami. Now the Mishnah says, HaKoyrech Korcho Baroshoi. If somebody makes a bald spot on his head because somebody died and he's so angry, so he makes a bald spot, he gets malchus. V'hamakif pas roishay. Somebody cuts off his payas, we'll see in the Gemara what that means, he receives malchus. Two. V'hamashkif pas dekonay. Somebody uses a razor and shaves off his beard, he's over five malchusin. V'hasoret srita achas alameis. Somebody just scratches his skin, makes a wound in his body over a mace. Again, somebody dies and he feels so bad that he makes a scratch in his body, is also chayiv. Now, sorat surita achas al chamisha mesim. Let's say five people died, and he feels so bad, but he makes one scratch in his body, l'shem all five. So locker is, or else, oy chamis ritas, or else he makes five different scratches. Al mesach, and even though it's only one mesach died, chayiv akolachas fiachas. There's a separate malchus for each one. We'll see in the Gemara there's a Ribli HaKroa, a two-time that says the Sarat. We'll see in the Gemara. So, if you do it, either one Srita for five Mesim, or else five Sritas for one Mace, you chayiv a separate lav for each one. Now, Ala Rosh Shtayim. Somebody takes a haircut, which means you smooth out your whole side, you remove the whole payah, so you chayiv two Malkasim, because the person has two payahs, one on the right side, one on the left. Achas mikan, diachas mikan. Allah zokin, somebody uses a razor on his beard, so then he's over five malkasin. Shtayim mikan, two on the right side. Shtayim mikan, two on the left side. Viachas melamato, and one on the chin. That's the five malkasin. Rabbi Elezer Weimer, im notlu, in nitlu kulon tiachas, if you take them all off at once, ein achay velachas. If you remove your whole beard at one time, he holds yoni chayiv one malchus. Now, v'yeinu chayiv ad shitlenu b'tar. It's only allowed if you use a razor. So the Mishnah says this time, it does not say clearly if it's going only on the beard or even on the payas. That's the machlokes hapoiskim. Some say, or machlokes rishonim, some say that this Mishnah goes upon the whole Mishnah, that even on the payas, it's only us using a razor. But others say no, that the use of a razor, that's only on the beard. But on the payas, even without a razor, just cutting very short there is also allowed. So it says here, the kid said, you have to use a razor. We'll see in the Gemara. Rabbi Lezer Omer, afilo liktoi, bimalakeit, oivrihitni chayiv. Even if you use a tweezers, and you pull out the hair, if you pull out your beard, you're also chayiv. That's also called ashchosa. That's Rabbi Lezer Shita.
How many hairs do you have to pull out?
According to this, even one, calling out one hair, you'd be chayiv, according to this. Right. Let's see more now. Tana Rabbah, it went like this. The Pasuk says, Lo yikrechu, you should not make a bald spot. So Yochel, I would have thought to say, Afilu korach arbo v'chamisha krichos. Even if they make five different bald spots on his head. Lo yechayiv elachas, he should only be chayiv one lav. Talmudai, but the Pasuk says, Korcho, Lo yikrechu korcho, double loshin, means, Lechayiv al kol korcho v'korcho. So on every bald spot you make, there's a separate lav. Then the pasuk says b'roishim on your head. Mat talmud leima. What only the pasuk leikruchol korcha b'roishim? Do not make a bald spot on your head. Why? Lefi shenem, because another pasuk says this first pasuk here is talking about by a kohen. There's another pasuk by Yisrael that says lois is good to do. You should not make scratches on your body. Not make tattoos on your body. For lois tesimul korcha ben anechem. Not after tattoos, I mean, don't make scratches on your body. And then, do not make a bald spot between your eyes. And here it says, lemeis. By a lock of a Yisrael, it says the word lemeis. The lav is only not to do it if somebody died and you feel so bad, so you come to make a bald spot, that's the lav. Now, Yochel, I would have thought to say from this last pasuk of Bein Enechem, that lo yechayiv elo al bein ha'anayim bavad, maybe only if you pull out your eyebrows, only the hair between your eyes, or maybe even it means the top part of your head also, but maybe only Bein Enayim and not the whole rush. Minayim the rabbi is called a rush. How do I know to say no any part of the hair on your head? That if you make yourself bald there, we'll soon see how much hair you have to pull out. But if you make yourself a bald spot there, how do I know any place on the head? There's a lav. Talmud Lema, that's what the Pasuk says. V'reisham says on the head, any place on the head, if you make a bald spot because of a mace, there's a lav. So, Tamlema Bereshom, L'Rabba is Kol HaRosh, any part of the head, you have this lav. V'yein L'yela B'Kahanim. Maybe this pasuk is talking about Kahanim, says L'yikruchu Korcho. So that's the pasuk Bereshom. That's talking about Kahanim. So maybe it's only by Kahanim you have the lav any place on the head. Why? Sharibu Be'em HaKosiv Mitzvahs Yisteris. Because we know Kahanim have special mitzvahs. A Kohen cannot marry Grusha, yeah, Tuma, he has special halachas. So therefore, maybe he has this special halacha, he cannot make a bald spot any place. But Yisroh Minayim, maybe by Yisroh, the Pasuk voice is going to do. Here it only says, Bein Einayim, maybe it's only Yosef between his eyes, but the rest of the head is okay. So we say no, Ne'ma Kan Korcha, says here by Kahanim Korcha, but Ne'ma Lahalim Korcha, says Korcha by Yisroel. Ma'al and chayiv akol korcha v'korcha, just like the first pasuk by Kanin, he's chayiv on every korcha. The chayiv al rosh kibein anayim by a kain it says liikruchu korcha by a mace. So, no, it says the aberration that you chayiv for every bald spot you make and wear any place of your head is afkan by Yisrael also chayiv al korcha v'korcha for every bald spot that he makes. There's a separate lav. And secondly, for chayiv ala rosh, kevenu anayim. It's not only benu anayim that he's chayiv, but he's chayiv anywhere on the head. Anywhere on the head, he's chayiv. So learn now Yisrael from a kohen. And now backwards also. Umal halon alameis. just like by Yisrael. It says clearly, lemeis, that the lav is only if you're feeling so bad because somebody died. That's why you go to make a bald spot. That's the lav. Is af kan by kahanim also al meis. The lav is only on a meis. The kohen feels bad that somebody died. And he pulls out his hair. That's the lav. So that's the chedushim. That's how we learn out one from the other. The parasha of kohen to the parasha of Yisrael. Now, hani dalad vehei krichos hechidami. What's the case that you're telling me? If he makes four or five bald spots, he receives four or five malchus. How do you have it? He learned if you can tell me, bizachazer. He did one after another. First, he pulled out 20 hairs here, then 20 hairs here. He made five different bald spots. Uve chamisha hasrois, and they warned him each time separately, do not pull out the hair. You're being overlaid, you receive malchus. And that's the case, chita. I do not need a special pasuk for that. That's chita. Each aveira, each maisa, is a separate aveira by itself. He went to pull out hair over here. We warned him first. He didn't listen. He receives malchus. Then he did it a second time. We warned him. Pshita this malchus. Every lav is that way. If somebody's eating chazir and we warn him, stop, and he keeps on eating, we warn him again. Every asrur is machalik, makes it a separate maisa. That pshita is chayv a separate malchus. So what's the chiddush of the pasuk? Korcho. Ella, rather the case is like this. The chodah asrur. We're talking about the only warned him.